Welcome to an incomplete guide to personal growth. We invite you to take a breath and take a listen to our podcast that explores the wonder, humor, challenges, and sometimes those self-inflicted wounds on the journey of personal growth.
Our weekly podcast conversations include stories, resources, and tools that you can incorporate into your daily life. We're the mother-daughter duo of Sydney West
and Kelly Arundel.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, Sid. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm really excited today because we have Lisa Little with us.
Yay!
And I'll do more introduction of her later, but I've gotten to know her through improv.
Yes.
Which is, you know, my latest
yay. Yes, and this is activity. How, because our previous episode was on laughter, so it kind of ties in.
Ties in. Yep. Sometimes improv makes me want to cry, but other than that, there's laughter in it. But So the other day, you know, we live on the back of a golf course, right?
Yeah.
We back up to one. And I always watch people as they, you know,
swinging.
And they the balls go everywhere and they're in their yard looking, you know. And I don't know if I'm supposed to let them know I know where it is or just let them look. So I usually just let them look. But, you know, I'm like, why do people golf? Because they're so bad.
They're so bad.
But then if you listen, you can hear when it's really good. And you go, oh, wow, that's a good shot. And you can just watch it. And I finally figured out that's what improv is. Because I like, why do I do it? I want to quit every other rehearsal we have or every other show because it's so bad. I'm like, you stink at this, Kelly. That was awful. And then you have one good show and you're like, oh, that was so cool. And I don't even remember what was said, but it was
but
so
it was good.
Fun.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll give those golfers a little bit of a break. You know? Because it's that feeling of improv. Yeah, and that's some of what we're going to talk about today with Lisa.
Yes, definitely.
So, Lisa, you're the owner and artistic director of the Little Improv Theater. I always want to call it a house because it just feels, I guess I feel homey when I'm there. Isn't that weird?
But that's good.
Yeah.
That's what we're going
so
for.
So it's that, but it also hosts the Comedy Sports with a Z on the end of it, which is a national thing, right?
It's a branded show.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so there are lots of different theaters all over the United States, and we've got one in Manchester, England.
Oh,
and
cool.
So they run the same like format of the show.
Cool.
And so it's like a licensed show. So you know how different theaters will license the rights from Disney or from different companies or writers to perform their shows.
Yeah.
It's the same kind of thing.
Okay.
That's cool. And didn't realize that.
Yeah, and Comedy Sports, CAZ Worldwide, they're actually a shareholding company. Uh-huh. So all of the owners, they own the company together. So I'm one of the owners of
that
company.
So cool.
Yes.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
And then but then you do classes and stuff like that, but that's separate than Comedy Sports.
Yeah, the show is Comedy Sports, the C is Z is the shareholding entity.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Right? So we license the right to use both, like the business, the education.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of get the right to use it in the way that we want to, but the show is branded, has to be family friendly, has to be competitive, has to have certain measures and marks that you have to meet.
Yeah. That is so cool. And that's what, that is one of the reasons I picked it. Because as my intro, I started about a year ago, and I thought, I don't want raunch when I start this thing.
You don't know.
Comedy is very broad.
It's very broad.
And I thought, family friendly, I thought, oh, it's pretty safe to start with. And then you have the option to do the different shows, which expands and doesn't have to be rated G or whatever. You know, and that's been fun. But it's just that intro is what got me in there because I thought it'd be a safe place. So that was cool.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people, it's kind of a mixed bag. And not everybody realizes that it's like you start out in like this G-rated setting.
Yeah.
But the reality is improv in its truest form is you're building trust. Mm-hmm. And so like what better place to build trust is where you're putting a bunch of strangers in a room in this like insulated space.
Yeah.
Why not start them from ground zero?
Yeah.
And you
get
to
know each other and then you can play off each other and you get to know it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
and
that's
so, like,
been...
Yeah, that level one, it's all G-rated. Yeah. And then as they build rapport, you can kind of build, you know, take back those layers a little bit. And that trust has to be there, though. That's really important.
Yes, yes, yeah. And I've watched that with my group that we've been together a year, and who would have known?
Yeah.
A ladies and a bunch of young guys. It's been a while. That sounds weird. But it's been a lot of fun.
That sounds weird. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. You know, they're on hold. Sometimes they say stuff, and we'll be going,
oh, no.
What that means.
What is that reference?
Yes. So that's fun.
So you do...
This was funny. The Texas Climbers Coalition. Mm-hmm. So do you climb?
Yeah, I do rock climb. Currently, I had an injury 2 years ago, and I've been a little scared to get back into climbing. So I'm more like in the land advocacy side of it.
That I never knew that. So I looked up that site, the Texas Climbers Coalition. That is so cool.
Yeah.
But then I thought, okay, so you rock climb and you improv. You're a risk taker.
It would
because
seem
those
to
are not safe things.
Yes.
Okay, there's nothing safe about either of those.
Okay? You know, it's so funny because on paper, but I do feel like I tend to be like a calculated risk taker.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I follow rules. You know.
Because I'm not against that.
There are rules to improv.
There very much are.
And
even with, like, rock climbing, like, I am a big stickler for, you know, form and for, you know, trusting your climbing partners and for knowing, you know, wearing your helmet and safety first.
Yes.
You know?
Okay.
I like calculated risk taker.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good. And I think about that with improv because one of the things we all say before show, got your back. And, you know, it's like, oh, that's nice to know. Then I get off stage and I'm like, God, I didn't do that very well. I let somebody just flounder. But, you know, that's
what happens.
That is.
It's a trust fall.
Yeah.
It is.
You know?
Yeah.
And part of Got Your Back is, you're out there, but you're willing to make these, you know, decisions. You're willing to make these mistakes, you know.
Yeah.
Sure, you may have missed an edit because your brain's thinking of 10 different things or you don't catch it in the moment, right? And you can beat yourself up over it after the show. You shouldn't.
Yeah, I've gotten better about that.
Yeah, but like that's not inherently like, oh, you didn't have their back.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The essence of Got Your Back is like, hey, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to look for ways that I can like make you feel supported on stage.
Yeah.
And I know that you're going to do the same for me.
Yes.
Right.
Because I'm showing up for you in practice and I'm never going to like look for a reason to like make you look stupid on stage.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
not my motive.
Right.
And
right.
we've built this trust together.
Yeah. And that's what's cool. so fun to see, you know? And, and so that's why I think, and I want you to be on this episode because I did improv. I started it for personal growth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was stuck and I thought, what have you learned lately?
Yes.
What new thing have you gone after? And so that's what this was. And then I find out y'all go to corporations and do it. So how did I think about that? And that's personal growth. And we joke about it at our dinner table now. My husband was talking about somebody at work that said no and stuff. And so we started doing the yes and. And so we had a couple dinners of everything was yes and.
My gosh.
So, you know, I see that.
Yeah.
So how did when you go to corporate?
Well, first, because that's your intro into improv. Yeah. So how did you get into improv? And then I think we can get up to that.
Well, it's really interesting because I had no want for it. My husband had a really demanding job and he wanted to do something creative.
Yeah.
He's like a really creative type at his heart.
Yeah.
And we had young children and he traveled a lot. And so when he was home, he wanted to take acting classes. Mm-hmm. He wanted to do different things. And I was like, I want you to spend time with me. Yeah. Like, what are you doing? Yes. Like, I'm your, are you kidding me? Yeah. And so he signed up for an improv class. And I was like, well, I'm going to sign up for this improv class.
That's and so, awesome.
Yeah, I tagged along.
And then
and I hated it.
Oh, no.
It gave me a headache. I was uncomfortable.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought it was stupid. I was like, what are we doing? Like, you think you're going to... That's a 30-year-old so man, you're going to be an actor? Like, what are you doing? We've got a family.
Yes.
And it was, so yeah. Funny. And it was like, it was much different, right? Like, we, it was not like the iteration that it is today. The classes have come a long way. I've changed the curriculum. I've changed a lot about it. Yeah. There was no showcase. There was no, like, kind of, like, payoff, right?
Yeah.
There was no graduation. And so after, like, the level one class, we were just kind of done. I was like, all right, I'm done. You're like, great, let's move on. And then Jason, who was our first teacher, he reached out via email. And he was like, hey, students, here's, you know, there's an opportunity if you want to take another class. And Joe's like, I want to take another class. And I was like, whatever. And so he signed up and I was like, I have no interest in this.
Yeah.
And Joe, Jason was like, hey, Joe, what about your wife? And he was like, she doesn't want to do this. And he emailed me. He was like, I think you really should. Yeah. Like, you were a lot of fun. And I was like, I was fun.
And you were miserable too.
I was like, I was so not fun. I am not fun. Oh, like, fun is not
funny.
I am not the person that would be fun. And he convinced me to come back. And then I had a little bit more fun. But again, I like wanted to win. And you don't win at improv.
No, you don't win at improv.
You don't win.
That's not the thing. Yeah, no. I wanted to win and I couldn't win. I couldn't figure it out. So I would leave with a headache.
That's
awesome.
And then we did do like a little performance at the end. And so like once the lights came on and then it was like, oh, attention.
So this is it. Attention. This is the win.
Oh,
that's the win.
That's the win.
Mm-hmm. That's not the win for me.
Oh, it's such a win.
There was a payoff. There was a reason.
I get
performers.
It. I do. Yes.
Well, and so I was an athlete growing up. I was a highly competitive athlete.
So that's your performer. Competition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so there was a payoff.
Yes.
So like, why do it if I don't get the treat at the end?
Yes.
So there it was.
Agreed.
And so then...
Agreed.
See, I just, and for me, the laugh, if I get a laugh, then I can get another one and I'm okay. You know? So I guess that's my payoff. And look at you.
Yeah.
That is so fantastic. I would have never thought you were uncomfortable when you started the way you perform now. Yeah.
Well, and then, you know, there's so much that happened, but I think like to really like narrow it down is I must have gamified it in some sort of way and had some sort of ladder, right, that I somehow achieved.
That is so good.
That is great.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so I guess there's some personal growth in there, but she still wanted to win.
That's right. Personal growth. And it's a win.
Yes. Oh my God. So
Joe probably made her little ribbons or something.
So, oh my God.
No, but there's a lot of, I am a completely different person today. Well, and I attribute it to improv. It really changed who I am. It changed my trajectory as a person and it changed like my, changed my worldview.
Really?
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that it, I mean, I know just the people I encounter, I would have never met them any other place.
Yeah. That's true.
And they're all different. From different walks of life, different, they're there for different reasons and whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite things. I don't often teach like a level one anymore.
Yeah.
Like, even though I write all the curriculum, I don't teach a lot of it anymore. Yeah. And it's fun because I do like once or twice a year try to go back and reteach every level so I can like revamp it and revisit like, oh, what was I thinking when I did this? But the most fun is to find out the why.
Yeah.
Because it is always like, there's different reasons.
There's different reasons. Like some of the guys are in there because they do public speaking. They want to be more comfortable at it. You know? It's funny because there's another lady. I don't know what age she is. My age or older, I don't know. But anyway, we were both in there. well, we just need laughter. We just need something fun. We need something new. You know, that's all our, you know, yes. So there, our reasons were different.
Yeah.
But we, yeah. But it's work. You know, mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter that part of
that
it.
That is so,
you know?
Funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you were there because you were dragged in by your husband. So.
Well, I wasn't dragged in. I was like,
didn't want to be left
well,
out.
Well, yeah, didn't
want
to be left out.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, I'm going to show you. Yes. I'm going to follow you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That's the way to go. I love
that's
it.
That's so good. Oh, my gosh.
That was fun.
So how would you say you're different now than when you started? Like,
I'm it's so interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm more open-minded, mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. sure. Like,
mm-hmm. yeah.
I am not quick to conclusion. I think about things a lot differently. Mm-hmm. I consider a lot of different options. Mm-hmm. I feel like my brain works differently.
Yeah.
I bet.
Yeah.
I look at situations from mm-hmm. a lot of different angles. Mm-hmm. Like the way that I like read situations is completely different.
Yeah.
I'm happier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so weird. Like, I found improv when I was turning 30, mm-hmm. and I had young children.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, that just puts you in a different place.
Yes.
Altogether, yeah. Anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'm in a better place. And some of that's just age and wisdom.
Yeah.
But when you spend your whole life thinking that you for sure know things, mm-hmm. And you are dead set in the way that you know things, and then you learn that you can approach things from like an open perspective, and that other people have things to offer,
mm-hmm.
and that you're not the only person in the room that has things to offer.
Mm-hmm.
It's so freeing.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because most people like are taught to like be the person that has the most to offer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's their value.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And like to
somehow
learn that like your value can be to like
facilitate
mm-hmm. and learn that other people, that everybody's value.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like uniquely valuable.
Yes.
Like that's so cool.
It's so
And listening is so big on improv. Mm-hmm. And it's like you can have a plan where you want it to go, and it's like doesn't matter because somebody just took it another direction.
Mm-hmm. And you have to let go.
You do.
You can't hold it precious.
No.
That doesn't serve anything. You have to be liquid.
And go, oh, they went there. Blah. Let whatever comes out of your mouth come out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Gosh.
And walk in not knowing what
that
you're going to say.
That would probably be the hardest part for me.
Yeah. Oh,
because I'm such a planner.
Oh, yes. Post-it notes.
Man. Everywhere.
As a child.
Everywhere. So that would probably be the hardest part.
Which is so great.
Yes.
Like that there's so much greatness in the people who plan,
mm-hmm.
but like also like taking that gift and being able to open up to what happens when the plan derails and being okay with letting
with mm-hmm.
letting a new plan open up is that's like a superpower.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I would tell one of my mindset, because 10 o'clock I'll go to bed, right?
Yes.
And that's when the show starts. Kelly, that is just a mindset. You can be up past 10.
You're not that old.
I know, but it's like, and it was like that. And I can remember I was driving home after one of the shows. It was close to midnight. I was like, look at me on the road. You know?
I know. You get so jazzed after
and
a set, too.
And then it's like, Kelly, it's all about what you think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you aren't
that's
that.
That's so good.
You know, so, yeah. So, I mean, that's a small growth, but it's funny
good.
To see it, you know?
Yeah. So, now I can go back to when you do business workshops and stuff, like what kind of are you doing for them? Like, what are you showing them?
So those have like really evolved too.
Mm-hmm.
My current process is I always take a discovery call with the client
Mm-hmm.
and I find out like because you have to meet their expectation.
Yeah.
Like, what is it that you
they
want?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, are you just looking for icebreakers? Are you just looking for, like, a good time? Like,
yeah.
You know, because some people are like, hey, I have 45 minutes and I just want, you know, my people to open up and get to talk to each other. It's a networking event. Yeah. You know, you don't want to go in and try to, like, create change if they're not willing to.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you're like, oh, I've got an office of 30 people and they can't stand each other.
Oh, God.
But, you know.
Yeah, they need to
they
work.
Need to work together. And then it's like, okay, well, let's break it down. Let's talk a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
Let's find out what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
It always comes down to communication.
Yeah.
Right? And, like, the communication is not always on the receiver.
Mm.
A lot of times it's on the sender.
Mm. Yeah.
And so you have to kind of discover, like, with the team, like, how the communication is happening, how the meetings are happening, and, like, what's happening, right? So I've got a series of exercises. I've got a ton. And then we just kind of, like, dissect, like, what's going on. So we always find out. I always usually do, like, four goals, right?
Yeah.
And we break it down. So are we focusing in on trust, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're building trust.
Yeah.
Are we getting them to focus in on letting go of their self-judgment? Because a lot of times teams are like, I feel like I'm going to be judged for speaking up.
Yes.
Yeah.
We change the way that they approach conversation, right?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about
yes and.
Mm-hmm. So, like, in the corporate world, it's more...
No, that won't work.
Exactly.
We don't do it that way.
But we shift the conversation. So, like, on stage, we talk about yes and. In the corporate world, it's more of agreement.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like agreement, acceptance of idea.
Okay.
So even though it's not obligation to
take
that idea,
it's
more agreeing is showing that I value the idea that you have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not obligating that we're going to incorporate and do the idea, but I'm going to agree that your idea is valuable.
Yeah.
Because if you can show your coworker that you agree that they are valuable, then you're not shutting them down.
Yeah.
So it's just little shifts in the way that communication happens, right? And then little things like, you know, we live in a world that's virtual.
Yeah.
So if you can play a game that's really low bar, that has no, like, no, we're not... You know, we're playing a game and they all play a role and they all have an observation role. They all have a presentation role. They all have a disruptor role.
Mm-hmm.
They all have a role that is pertinent.
Yeah.
And they all switch and play that role. Chances are they get to see what it's like in each one of those roles.
Yeah.
And usually the person who's being disruptive doesn't know they're being disruptive.
Yeah.
Until they see this really silly, fun game, and then they observe it happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talk about it. So we unpack it afterwards.
Oh, my gosh.
And I say, like, in this game, right, it's called math. And math, right, is just arbitrarily throwing out easy math problems.
Uh-huh.
But they have nothing to do
yeah.
with the game that's being played.
Like, yeah, yeah.
It's just disturbing what's happening. So you've got that person who, like, comes off of mute in the middle of a Zoom meeting, right?
Yes,
or a Teams meeting.
Yes.
Math doesn't know that they're math. So, and we have that conversation. I'm like, you guys are going to leave here today, and I don't want you to go, hey, Jeremy, your mouth. Like, that's not what we're going to do.
Yeah.
This is a time for self-reflection, right? I want you to sit and think about who am I in the meeting. It's not who are they in the meeting. It's who am I in the meeting.
Yeah.
How can I improve my role in this meeting?
It's
so all good. Self-reflection.
And honestly, all the stuff you were saying that you were working on with, like, corporate people, I'm like, people can just do that in their own personal lives. And and so, I mean, I think improv for sure would help. Like, even though during, you know, I'm sure when you're acting, you're not, like, saying, you know, thinking through everything you're saying when you do improv.
No.
But I think, like, that probably the skills you learn and then knowing how to go with the flow of a conversation and acknowledging what everybody's saying probably helps, I would think, in your own personal communication a little bit.
Yeah. And essentially what I do is I take really easy, low bar, fun, physical games,
yeah.
right, that anybody can do. Everything's modifiable, mm-hmm. so yeah. it doesn't matter if you've got, like, a physical limitation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really mm-hmm. easy games. We do them, and then we relate to how they yeah. relate in the real world.
Yeah.
And then they come up with their own takeaways, and I facilitate yeah. that.
Right.
And then we talk about, like, how can we incorporate this and how can we grow?
Yeah.
And then we move through and they all loop back to our four objectives that yeah. we talked mm-hmm. about with the person who mm-hmm. I had the discovery call
yeah.
with.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Nice. And then we just recap at the end of the day mm-hmm. and we don't necessarily, like, set goals.
Right.
But yeah. we all talk about, as a group, like, mm-hmm. what's the key important thing that mm-hmm. we're walking away with, so that yeah. everybody can be in on the conversation of individually.
Yeah.
What am I taking am away I, from
yeah.
this?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. That is so cool. Yeah. I love that. I love that.
So for somebody going into improv for the first time, what mindset do you think is, like, most helpful? Like, you're walking into your first improv class. What should you be thinking? For any listeners out there that really want to go to improv,
hey,
like, what's a good mindset?
I would just say, of course, be open-minded, right?
Yeah.
But, like, yeah. don't build it up to be this scary thing,
yeah.
because it's not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Improv is, if it's being done right,
yeah. yeah.
it's going to be slowly bringing you out of your shell yeah. and creating a supportive environment.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to mm-hmm. be in a controlled atmosphere and everybody's going to be on the same page yeah. doing the same things together.
Yeah.
You're mm-hmm. not going to be put on the performance spot
yeah.
alone.
Yeah.
You're going to be, like, in an incubator.
Mm-hmm.
It should feel like a warm hug by the time you leave that first day.
Yeah. yeah.
You can be the most shy person in mm-hmm. the world.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are in the right class, and I do stress yeah. this because yeah. like all classes yeah. are not different. Created
yeah.
equal.
Yeah.
I really do stand behind CSE yes. and comedy sports yeah. because mm-hmm.
they have the curriculum. So the classes
yeah.
are going to be.
Yeah. yeah. And each theater is different, right?
Yeah.
They're all
yeah.
independently owned. Right. But, we do all, like, we meet twice a year, all the shareholders,
yeah.
and we do all, we're cut from the same cloth, you know,
mm-hmm.
But yeah. we do care and we do take
yeah.
a really standard approach mm-hmm. to
right.
taking yeah. care of our students.
Oh, and cool. I've had, I guess, two different teachers there.
Yeah.
And I got a lot from both of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they were both, there's a lot of affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
They can still be, I hate that word, critical, but they're going to be critical
yeah,
about it, you know.
Sure.
I would have loved to have seen this. I would have loved, you know, this is
yeah, what. Yeah, you're going to learn and grow.
Yes, yeah, yeah, you're learning and growing, but they've done, both of them have done it in a way that,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's not
yeah.
berating you or anything.
Yes.
But it's, you know.
Well, and our lower level classes are yeah. not necessarily designed for performance.
Yeah.
And we
yeah.
did that on purpose mm-hmm. because I've noticed the majority of people that come to us mm-hmm. for improv are not looking to be performers.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
just have, you know, we happen yeah. to retain people that
yes,
get
that
bit by the
that.
Bug,
they,
you know?
They lock the door
yes,
and you're stuck.
You're stuck.
That's what happened to me.
But it is all, you know, it is that mix
yeah.
of personal and professional development.
Yeah. yeah.
And
yeah.
so our first two levels are really written that way. A
oh,
lot
okay.
of it is
yeah.
stuff that we do in our corporate classes
yeah.
and stuff
okay.
like
that's
that.
Cool.
Yeah. I just know that
so are shows optional in the first two? Or like...
Yeah,
okay.
we're not going to make you do a showcase.
Okay.
We
okay.
highly encourage
yeah.
it because
yeah.
it is that
yeah.
like graduation moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's that... You know,
yeah.
you would be cheating yourself out of that cherry on the top.
Yeah.
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 You know?
Yeah,
and
I think so.
You were out of town, so you didn't live in town at that moment.
No.
So what it felt like, because
yeah.
Dan and
yeah.
Lauren came, and Paul and Lauren came, and then a friend of mine came. And it was like, I felt like I was in junior high all over again.
Oh, no.
And I was going to go up there, you know, and there, that was good. Because you knew you were bad. But it was okay,
but it's
because I got
yeah.
up there. And a friend
yes.
of mine goes, Kelly, it sounded so silly, but I wasn't to say, oh, I'm so proud of you.
Well, so our showcases,
they're safe environment.
Yeah, they're free, and they're only student invited. Yeah. So you invite your friends and your family.
Yeah, so you don't have a bunch of strangers.
Yeah, they're not strangers. It's not open to the public. We don't charge, and that's not true for everyone.
No.
This is just how we do it.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And it was a very safe environment, so it was fun. And and I always think, why would I, on the days that I want to quit, I think, what else are you going to do? You go somewhere and laugh for 2 hours.
Like,
you get 2 hours of laughing. If you have a really bad week the rest of the time, you laugh for 2 hours.
Yeah.
With these silly people.
Yeah.
Who think of things that you never think of. You know, and so it's like, how can you not?
Yeah.
So that's definitely. My hook every time I think, you really need to stop.
Oh my gosh. But it's so fun. What are some basic improv techniques that you think people could like incorporate into their lives? Just like simple. I don't know if there's like just like a simple one or two that like you think you should do this in your life.
I think, listen, it's going to sound really silly, but the thing that a lot of people don't do that they could do immediately is listen and then respond.
Yeah.
And like, don't, it's like,
don't be thinking of your response
exactly
while they're talking.
Don't preload. Yes. Like, even if it's like, it's hard to empty your brain, right? Because your brain's moving a million miles an hour.
Yeah.
But we play this game, first letter, last letter. I know you've played it because I make all the students play it.
Oh,
but
man.
You wait until they're done with their sentence, and then you take the last letter of their sentence, and you make the first word of your sentence
start with it.
Yeah. So you have to.
So you have to kind of like dump what your preloaded response was.
Yeah.
And you can still kind of like.
Have to make sense? Is it a sentence that has to?
I mean,
in theory.
Hopefully.
In theory.
Yeah.
In theory.
Gotcha. But you can still like, oh, I know ideally what I was kind of going to say, but you have to dump that preloaded response.
Because you have to start differently than what you think. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That. Listening is big.
Yes.
And not preloaded, because that is, yeah.
God, that's so hard. And I think it's hard for everybody. I think that's just, I almost feel like it's just a natural human instinct to like, well, I know what I'm going to say.
I have the answer.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, and a lot of people, you know, they fill the silence with words and they think that's a good thing. But like any good detective or true crime show will tell you that's when criminals get caught.
Yes.
You're going to give yourself away. And I tell people, you know, again, when you go back to classes like performance improv, like take a breath. Let there be silence. Anytime there is a little bit of space, immediately the next thing you say is the most important thing. Silence is a tool.
Yes.
Use it.
Yes.
It is. And that's one thing that we've had to work on, because we'll talk over each other even, you know, our group. And so it's like, well, that doesn't work.
Yes.
And that silence. And then when I watch other improv, it's like, they were silent. Did you see that? You know?
And it's never as long as what you think. It's always longer in your head. Because all this performing piano, the silences in between stuff, it's never as long as what you think it is. You're like, oh, I'm making the audience sit there for like 10 minutes. It's like, no, it was 2 seconds.
Seconds, yeah.
And nobody notices it.
Yeah, don't fill that space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't Man, that bell sounds handy. We should just have it in real life all the time.
Put it on my table.
At home. No,
talk.
Okay.
Yeah. You see
gosh.
We have Mexican night sometimes at the house on weekends.
That would be gonna bring the funniest. That would be the funniest dinner. Oh my gosh. Oh, what? So, do you want to ask this last question? Or do you want
your favorite?
Yes.
Do you have, like, you're gonna be able to think real quick? A favorite improv experience.
Yes.
Oh, that's hard.
I know. It doesn't have to be favorite, but one of.
It could be one of something else. There's so many. Like, I got to coach my son's high school improv team Last year they won state, which was really cool.
Wow, that's big. Yeah.
And it was he was a freshman and all the other ones were seniors and they were really outgoing and so they were just talented. Mm-hmm. This year they were all newbies and those poor kids didn't stand a chance.
Oh no.
But
They'll build it.
Yeah, yeah. That was really fun. I really like so many moments and they're usually just individual growth moments. Mm-hmm. I get the honor of having an email address that's attached to like my name and the business, right? So I get people who email me really wonderful things. And we have a player who was on stage and somebody saw a lump and asked her to get it checked out. It was cancer. And she got it removed.
Wow.
And this person in the audience, it was this bizarre, crazy story. She wasn't even supposed to be there that night. She filled in. This person in the audience just happened to be there, was invited by friends last minute, her mom had passed from this thyroid cancer. And she was like, I would just be remiss if I didn't tell you, get that checked out. It was this, like, strange thing. Yes. There's so many things. There's so many moments
that is powerful.
It's too much to pick.
Yeah.
That is great.
Oh,
that
my
is,
gosh.
You know, one of the things you wrote in your bio was about what a wonderful thing you do to make people have laughter.
Yeah.
To bring laughter.
Definitely.
I think I told Cindy this before. One of the things, I did this is pure selfish. I went, improv is about me.
Yeah.
And so that's why I was going.
Yeah.
And I'd done a show thing, and a couple weeks later, somebody that also is improv in another group came up to me and said, I just want to tell you that I saw your show a couple weeks ago. I brought my sister because she was really down, and you said whatever line it was, and she laughed so hard, and then she cried. She was laughing so hard. Oh. And I was like, it was good, but it was like, it seems like there's a responsibility in this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, it's about that laughter.
Yeah.
I went for my laughter.
Yeah.
And then when I go to shows and you're out there, you're just laughing, and you release stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So there's something about going, audience, go to improv.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch it.
Yes.
And watch these creative people, not me, but these other creative people who just bring laughter.
Yeah.
And it's like, that is a gift.
Mm-hmm. All right. So will you make sure that everybody knows all the info they need to know about Comedy Sports? If you'd tell us like location, shows, all that stuff.
We have a website, CSZSA.com, or you can Google Comedy Sports San Antonio. Yeah. We should pop up. We've got shows every Friday and Saturday at 7:30. Those early shows are for everyone. We've got 10 p.m. shows on select Fridays and every Saturday. Those are not for everyone. they're still a lot of fun. Just say cuss words. we have shows right now on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Those are free shows. It's a little bit more of an experimental show. It's a lot of fun. It's called The Happy Hour. And we, of course, do corporate training. Mm-hmm. We do roadshow entertainment, so we can send a show to you, or can rent out our venue for a private comedy sports show if you've got, like, a birthday party, or if you just don't want to invite any strangers and you want a show just for yourself. That's totally fine. If you've got the money, we will do it.
We'll do it. Yes.
There you go.
What else? We are located on Starcrest and Jones Maltzberger area. So like Bitters and Jones Maltzberger, right across from Blossom Athletic Center. Awesome. And
come to a show.
Do yourself a favor, come to a comedy sports show. Yes. It's a lot of fun. Yes.
They really are. The early ones are great for family. Yeah. They really are.
Yeah. For everything.
It's the games they play is just Fantastic.
I call it, I don't even know if this is like appropriate to say. It's like the first taste of improv. If you haven't seen it, it's the slam dunk show. Yeah, yes. Everybody enjoys it. Everybody has a great time. Yeah. It's not too artsy. It's good for everyone. You can bring a date. You can bring family. You're never going to be disappointed with the early show.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, and we'll have all this info on our website. Yes. We'll have links, email. You can always email Lisa, and Instagram, YouTube. Make sure to check out our podcast. We'll have all the links. And then next week, we're going to be talking about joy, continuing on with our happiness before we get into too close to Mental Health Awareness Month. But yes, and so we'll continue with joy. And so we'll see you next Tuesday.
When we take a breath and take a listen.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of An Incomplete Guide to Personal Growth. There are many ways you can stay connected. Follow us on Instagram at An Incomplete Guide Podcast, where you can sign up for our email list and get posts that delve deeper into our weekly topics. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast page wherever you listen to your podcasts. We would really appreciate a rating and sharing us with your family and friends.
We're so glad you chose to spend your time with us and hope there was a thought, a resource, or a laugh that you can take on your journey. We'll be here every Tuesday for you to take a breath and take a listen.